What is going against God in this concept?
Listen, this is not an order. This is flesh. This is how the devil uses it to deceive people.
How is the devil?
John Cooper is being used because he has a false gospel telling you just believe in Jesus, that you can live worldly, sinful, and carnal, that you can cover yourself in tattoos, that you can wear skin-tight leather, that you can go to France and preach at Hellfest. That's what he just did. Do you know what Hellfest is? It's a gathering of satanic bands that worship Satan. He went there and made friends and made money with them. He didn't stand outside and preach the gospel. He went into Hellfest. That's a profane thing to do. That's what's wrong with this. They don't preach the biblical gospel here. They're selling the things of God. Jesus made a whip in John 2 when you make money off of the things of God. He made a whip and emptied the temple. John Cooper's a millionaire. All these people in here are making money off of you guys. So now we got a false gospel, we got a demonic man. They just had Roman Catholic priests in there. If you know anything about the Roman Catholic gospel, it is not of God. It is a false pagan system. He had the hat on, he looked like the Pope, doing the mass. It's not of God. So that's what's unbiblical here. It's all sin. And you can't be part of that to serve a holy God.
No, you can't, and that's absolutely right. But the concert that they're producing, the song that they're singing right now, that's not them preaching the Satanism that they went to, though. That's they're providing a performance for
a performance. This is entertainment. Yeah. This is not worship.
Yeah, it's certainly not.
This is, and we're not to entertain ourselves because that plays to your flesh. You're supposed to live in the spirit. Entertainment is fleshly. Look at the culture. It's awash in entertainment, sports, movies. And look at the culture of America. It's lost. It's gone so far from God. People don't know if they're a man or a woman. They don't know if they're homosexual or heterosexual. I got 10-year-olds coming up to me telling me they're lesbians. They don't even know what sexual maturity is. And then somebody's told them they're a lesbian already. This is satanic. We've left the order of God. Men like him are part of the problem because he's watered down the gospel. Bob Lentz, the founder of this, has watered down the gospel. Pastors have watered down the gospel that calls you to obey God in holiness and obedience and purity. Jesus shed his blood for you. If you love him, repent, surrender your whole life, change how you look, you act, you talk, you dress, how you live, according to scripture, and serve him with all that you are. You can't serve God in this.
So then, we don't have that much time, but I'll ask you one more question. Where then is the line? Obviously, there's a line somewhere between this and like singing it through a worship through song. Like, where's the line?
This is not of God.
Okay. Well, where's that line then?
Where the line is in the Bible, it actually tells us we don't use instrumental music. We become the instrument, and we sing with our lips and our hearts. So if all of us were godly saints and we sang together, there's no moving of the flesh and jamming in here. It's a beautiful offering to God. We become the instrument, according to the Bible. So we don't need instruments anymore. That was Old Testament. Now we walk in the Spirit, and we don't have to worry about instruments. We don't have to worry about practicing. We don't worry about putting you on stage because you sing really good. We all raise our voices, and whatever that sound is, if we're of God, our Father loves it, appreciates it, wants it. These guys practice, these guys sell it, these guys market themselves on their photos, on their album covers. It's not about Christ, it's about tilling. So the answer is go back to the New Testament model. No instruments, just sing with your mouth. But you got to come out of the culture. It's going to change how you dress. It's going to change how you think. It's going to change who you associate with. And then you'll be holy, set apart. And the Bible says without holiness, no one will see God.
Yeah.
So it's not by just faith. Your faith leads you to obedience and holiness.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Our website teaches. You've all got our card. We'd love to help you, encourage you. We don't take people's money. Support myself. They're money takers. Jesus will make a whip for that. We help people because we love them. We travel full-time and street preach. We support ourselves. My wife and I live in our camper van. We travel all over the country. We preach.